When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Starcastic Remarks, your favorite Dallas Stars fan-led podcast. We're brought to you by THPN and sponsored by DraftKings. Make sure to use the THPN promo code on DraftKings to get some free stuff. And my name's Christian. I'm joined alongside by only my brother James tonight because Ryan is away with his job. Very gross. But we are here very excited about the Stars stealing 2 points in overtime from Denis Gurianov with a thrilling overtime goal at the very end of overtime, too. Great game. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing awesome.
Well, I say it was a great game, but it was a very exciting game. But for the Stars, I don't think it was very well played.
So just to get right into the game, at least. Starting off in that first period, the very beginning looked very nice. It looked like we were still shooting well, and the shots were about even about 5 minutes in, and then it got away really fast from them. So
yeah, I was about to say, yeah, the very beginning of the game, I'd say about the first 5 minutes, it was pretty even, good amount of chances going both directions. But by the end of that first period, the shots were 14-4. So I think we didn't have any shots after the 5 minute mark of the first period.
I think we had one.
Maybe one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think we had one shot the rest of the first period.
And that continued into the second period too. So we're outshot the second period 17-6. So that's the big highlight of this game is really the amount of shots that the Stars gave up. But more so, since the Stars won, it's the amount of saves that Brayden Holtby makes. So he stops 43 of 45 shots and is your first star of the game and looked incredible all game long.
Yeah, for sure. He looked awesome, especially in, I think it was that second penalty kill that we had where we couldn't really get it out of our zone, but he was there and he was stopping them. So he's a big part of tonight.
Yeah, every time we need him, he answered the call. And man, we may have questioned the signing a lot to me and Ryan during the offseason, and pretty much everybody else in the hockey world had no idea what was going on with that signing. But Nil looks like a genius right now. And it's continued from preseason too. So Holtby, during the preseason, played great. We're like, no way he's going to keep it going. Well, he hasn't slowed it down yet. So Holtby's been great. So before we get into all of our breakdown stuff, let's go over the rest of the game though. So the first period, we told you the shot count. Second period, the exact same. There was one goal in the second period after that, a major penalty from Hakanpaa with a knee-on-knee collision on Drew Doughty. Drew Doughty went down. That was a very scary-looking hit. I didn't see any intent from Hakanpaa, honestly. I didn't see a leg stick out. I mean, he was wide on his skates, but, I mean, he was turning, too. So I think for the most part it was unfortunate, but I don't know. I know you disagree with me, James. Go ahead.
Yeah, so... They were talking about this on the live broadcast too, but Hakanpaa being that aggressor and being that person who's going to go get those hits, he's got to know better than to do that, because like you have to get your full body on them when you're going to hit. And I know that's an awful argument and it sucks, but like it was a dangerous hit to take and it turned out the worst for him. So
I just hate it because he's not sticking the knee out. He's not doing anything wrong. He's just trying to make a body check, and Drew Doughty's trying to make a play around him, and they just clank knees. And it's like, if I'm Hakanpaa, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, if he's trying to get around me, do you just let him go? Because, like, he leans the shoulder into it, and he gets contact on the shoulder, too. So, I thought, I'm not for sure on this, but I thought major penalties had to have some kind of intent involved with them. And if that's true, there's no way there was intent on that.
I don't think major penalties do have to have intent on it.
I don't think so.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't.
Still, I hope we're not going to see a suspension from that play, but it being Drew Doughty, such a high-profile player on a nationally televised game, and Hakanpaa being so much bigger than him, it's hard to not see one.
Yeah.
I don't think there should be one, obviously. I didn't even think there should have been a five-minute major, but obviously I'm very biased. Look at the hat on my head. But I just thought it was an unfortunate play.
Yeah, for sure. We didn't even talk about the goals in the first period, though. So there were
we did skip the goals in the first period.
There were two goals in that first period. The first one going to the Kings is just a good little pass play. We couldn't stop the passes in between, and it's just tapped in.
Yeah, and that was after tons of pressure from them in the offensive zone that we could. That's when we were playing. That was when we were at our worst, I think, is when they got that goal. And I was totally surprised that we were only down by one goal at that point. And then somehow at the end of the period, we evened it up with Tyler Seguin on a crazy one-timer goal on the power play.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome to see him hit that shot, too. It's so cool to see him back in the lineup again.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I want him to be on the power play, too. And while we're on the power play, and we're caught up on the game time now, so now we know why it's 2-1 Kings. My bad. The power play took a complete 180 this game, like 100%. The entries into the zone, we talked about it after the Sens game, how it's either going to be the dump pass or the drop pass or the dump in, and we have cemented it's going to be the drop pass. The one thing I did like about how this drop pass is a little bit different from what we've seen in the past from the Stars is it's all the way back in the defensive zone. So it's not like we're skating to the neutral zone, then dropping the pass. We're getting barely to our blue line, even if that, and then dropping it back to either Miro or Lindell. And I thought that kept the pass a lot safer and still gave us enough momentum for one of those guys to make a play and get to the zone. And also the passing on the power play just looked way better too.
Yeah. I feel like maybe there was a little bit too much passing tonight, and that's why we see such a big difference in the shots on goal as well, is just how much we just decided to pass the puck sometimes instead of just trying to shoot the puck. So
yeah, I think that's true on 5-on-5, but I thought on the power play we got a ton of shots. I mean, I don't have the stat on that one in front of me, but especially on our power plays at the end of the game, the very last one we had that we didn't score on, there was four shots on that power play, I think, four or five. So, but on 5-on-5, I totally agree with you. And speaking of the power play, moving on into the third period, the whole first half of the third period was kind of back and forth. The Kings came out in the beginning of that third period with a strong forecheck. They were really trying to put the pressure on us and trying to score that goal since they still had that leftover 1 minute from the 5 minute major. Because as we know, when they score on the 5 minute major, no time goes away on that. But we held on to that, which is another storyline that we'll get into a little bit later. The penalty kill was amazing all night long. We had, I think, total penalty minutes was 23 for the Stars, and they got one power play goal. And the 23 is skewed by the ejection, obviously. But we were 5-for-6 on the penalty kill, which was very good. But anyway, moving past that, we go on to the power play. We get a 5-on-3 opportunity, and Miro Heiskanen scores right after the 5-on-3 runs out on a great slap shot. Crazy good shot right after that 5-on-3 expires.
Yeah, for sure. And I think especially right after we finished killing off that major penalty at the end, we hit the fuel, dude. Like, after that, we looked very, very solid in the third period. The second we were off that penalty kill, we were hitting the ground running.
Yeah, and I thought we were going to see that way earlier in the game too, with the fans jumping into the game right after those kills too, just hyping up our team, because they were great kills as well. And we just couldn't get it until, I think you're right, after the end of that 5-minute major, really great turnaround by the Stars there. And we used that momentum throughout the third period to tie it up and then eventually into overtime to win it. And continuing on with the timeline of the game, even more power plays for the Stars in the end of the third period. But honestly, the refs had no choice but to give us power plays, because up until that point of the game, the power plays were 6-1 for the Stars going into the third period, I think. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. 6-1.
Which I kind of see that with the 5-minute major. That makes sense. But man, there was other very touchy calls, like y'all are saying in the comments. I agree. Especially in the second period, touch fouls were called all over the place. Like the hold from Pavelski, the cross check by the Kings, lots of stuff was not penalties.
It's crazy how different this game was from our last one, where nothing was called at all. And that just, I feel like that made it even harder for the Stars, and that's why we saw so many power plays for the Kings in the second and first, is because we just came off a game where it was essentially everything goes. Yeah. So it's really rough to see that right after, like, back-to-back games.
Yeah, you're saying that might have led to us taking more penalties?
Oh, yeah,
because definitely. We just came off of that game?
Definitely.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Totally agree with that. So, yeah, Stars have a lot of chances at the end of the third period to score two. Gurionov on the doorstep. Hintz looked crazy good at the end of that third period, moving all over the ice, flying all over the place. Lots of chances from him.
Yeah,
lots of chances all over the place, actually.
Yeah, it's been really weird for him. It feels like, in recent games, instead of like playing, you'll see him play like 10 minutes where he just full out sprints, right? And then the rest of the game, you don't really see him sprint, like the entire rest of the game.
Yeah.
And it feels really off. I don't know if that's just him seeing those chances and taking them then or what, but
I think it's still him getting his feet under him too. Cause I mean, if you think about it, he went all off season, and then he comes into training camp, gets hurt almost immediately. He doesn't have a training camp at all, and he barely sneaks into opening night roster, which we weren't expecting at all. So he's really like just kind of getting back into the swing of things. Whereas all the other guys in our roster had a whole training camp to get warmed up a little bit. But I think Hintz has been looking better and better as the season has been going on. So I hope that keeps continuing. And if this game is has any weight on next game, then that's definitely going to happen. So then we have all the chances. We don't capitalize on them, but then we go into overtime, and man, that has to be one of the most exciting overtimes that Dallas has been a part of, especially since 3-on-3 started.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it ends in like the most, like, normal way that I think Stars fans see, which is just one person going down the right wing and shooting it in the opposite corner. Like,
yeah, exactly. So Gurionov, towards the end, after the Kings take it one way, we take it back the other way. Gurionov has a guy with him on the left side, ignores that guy, turns the corner, backhand chipper right into the top left-hand corner. Crazy good shot. I can't see him aiming for that spot on the net, especially on the backhand. But man, if he was, that's an incredible shot. And we love the backhand. And that's how Gurionov broke out into the league too, is with that backhand. We saw like 5 backhand goals when he first started in the league. So it's great to see that back again. Love that play by Gurionov. But before that, even huge saves on both ends of the ice by both Holtby and Quick. It was a show for sure by both goaltenders in that overtime.
Yeah, for sure. And throughout the game, really, I didn't feel like, scoring chance-wise at least, we were that far behind the Kings. Like, a lot of their shots did not feel super dangerous.
Except in the first period, I'll agree with you. The first period, it felt like we were way behind.
Yeah, for sure. But Quick definitely still played good tonight, even though the shots, say his save percentage might not reflect it, but he still played very good tonight as well.
Yeah, all the goals by the Stars were crazy good shots, like on the border of unsavable. They would have been crazy, crazy saves. So I think you're definitely true on that. So that's a rundown of the game. Let's get into a couple topics real quick. We talked about it a little bit already, but Braden Holtby, oh my goodness. Like, yeah, from game crazy. one, from game one, he has been, I tweeted out during the game, I said, Heiskanen is the best player on the Stars. And then right after that, Holtby makes that amazing save in the third period. And I was like, I lied. Braden Holtby is the best player on the Dallas Stars, and there is no doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure. So tonight he faces 45 shots with 43 saves, ends up with a 956 save percentage. That's insane.
That's incredible. That's what he had in the preseason, like we were talking about too. And somehow he's kept it going, which is just incredible, honestly. And like we said earlier, Nils a genius right now. I don't see any way Ottinger's coming back up if both Holtby and Hudobin are playing so good. And like, and that's what's keeping us in the season right now, and is a huge reason why we're over 500. I mean, all three of our wins have come past 60 minutes, and prior to 60 minutes, we didn't have more than two goals. So that these wins don't happen without our goaltending right now. So really great play by both of them.
NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has got you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win. With the promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years of age or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The next thing I wanted to mention before, I think you were going to get into the power play or penalty kill, but our on the dot tonight was not looking great. 53%, 47% is not good for a team who's looking to win based off of faceoff percentage. So you got Glenn Denning still with 46%, which he looked better tonight, but it's still not good enough.
Yeah, he looked really good on the penalty kill, but like we've been talking about, Glenn Denning has to win faceoffs. Like,
yeah, for sure.
That's at least 50% of the reason we signed him, and he's not doing it right now. So whatever it is, he's got to figure that out. Okay. But moving on. Yeah, I was going to mention the penalty kill. The penalty kill was great, and that Glenn Denning, mentioning that is a great segue. Glenn Denning and Roffel looked like they were totally fulfilling the roles on the penalty kill tonight.
Yeah, they both had 6 minutes on the penalty kill, which is crazy.
And they were very noticeable, too, and they were keeping it in the offensive zone as well. So we kill 5 of 6, which is, the two big things in this game was penalty killing and goaltending. Well, let's say special teams and goaltending, because both of our goals are on the power play too. So we'll say special teams and goaltending. 5-on-5, I thought we looked like crap. But in those two places, we look great. And this game shows how important those two things are, because those are the two things that we beat them in, and we win the game.
Yeah, definitely. That's how you steal games from other teams. You steal games by taking advantage of the chances you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I did mention Heiskanen as our best player. I don't think he's the best player. I think it's still Holtby. But our best skater is definitely Miro Heiskanen right now. He's been producing points from the start of the season. Hasn't really slowed down. He's had a couple of defensive hiccups. Didn't see any of that tonight. He looked like the best skater out there tonight, honestly, in my opinion. He was making dangerous offensive plays, making great defensive plays. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, for sure. So his stats on the night is he has a goal, 2 assists. And 4 shots on goal. So like,
that's crazy.
He was going for it tonight, and it showed definitely.
Yeah, and I mean, I hate to say it, but that's that needs to be expected from Stars fans now. So when he's on his entry level contract, of course we're going to hype him up for all that. But I mean, with the contract he has now, he's the guy, and he's proving it right now. He's proving he's worth every bit of that $8 million. So very happy we can give it to him. All right. We talked about mostly good stuff, except for Glendinning. But now let's talk about a little bit more of the bad stuff. Again, Stars gave up so many shots 5-on-5. How do we stop giving up that many shots? I know a lot of them are on the outside, but you still can't give up that many if you're going to be a defensive team.
For starters, there's 18 blocks tonight, right? And the Kings actually match that 18 blocks. So probably a lot of that is not as great shot blocking tonight. So maybe getting more blocks. But also, it just felt like we were on our heels the entire game. Like, just never had the puck. Couldn't. Every time we got the puck, we had to change. So we had to just go dump it and go change. And that was like probably a good 50% of the game for what it felt like.
Yeah, the Kings felt a lot faster than us. We also lead a little bit on giveaways. They counted as 10-9, and the Kings have a lot more takeaways, 6-3. Again, y'all know how I feel about the scorekeeping on those two stats, so I feel like that might be a little swayed in the home team's favor, but it felt like we were turning over a lot more pucks too. So yeah, I agree with that. We need to block more shots. Less turnovers is one that I saw a lot, especially in the defensive zone and the neutral zone. And then also, like Ryan is saying in the comments, just spend time in the offensive zone. Like, they're not going to shoot as much if we have the puck more. And the Kings had the puck way more than the Stars did tonight. And I think part of that is 5-on-5. We still saw a lot of the dump and chase. And it wasn't working at all. And the Lions were crazy tonight too. They were in the blender constantly. I mean, I saw Ben Sagan Radulov get broken up and put back together at least three times, I think, during that game.
Yeah, it was crazy. He's definitely that's bonus definitely trying to see what lines will actually work together. And it seems like we're still trying to figure that out. And I don't know how long that's gonna take us to do, but once people start clicking, it's gonna feel really good.
But I mean, I feel like if you're changing lines that quickly, like, you're not giving anyone a chance to even mesh together, you know? Like,
I mean, yeah, but like, Bonus is also trying to look for the in-game now solution. Sometimes that is he's just trying to move it around. He's trying to see who's gonna work the best with each other. If you're not gonna work out, I'm gonna try to move you to win this game right now.
Yeah, maybe just trying to get certain guys some more ice time. But I also really liked having Jamie Benn on the center. I mean, I know he's not a huge point producer tonight. I don't think he got any points tonight. Just double check me on that, James. But every time he was in the center spot, I mean, I feel like he was moving a lot. He was skating a lot better up and down the ice. He was back checking a lot more. And I thought he looked way better on the center spot than he did on the wing spot. So I don't know. I still feel like he needs to be kept on the center. And I don't see why he keeps getting put back into the wing with Sagan.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, in the third period there where we saw the Ben Sagan Radulov line come back together for a majority of the third period, I feel like they didn't look bad to me, but they still weren't scoring.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad, but they're not scoring goals. I mean, those are the guys who were paying to score goals.
Yeah, for sure.
And if that line isn't scoring goals, that's got to be an issue. So the 5-on-5 scoring for the top six guys, I would say, is still 100% there. That's still a storyline going into next game. But at least they're getting points on the board on the power play. So Sagan with that amazing goal, like we said, and Gurianov with the great goal in overtime as well. So like we said last game, we're starting to see a little bit more production from these guys and a lot more shots too. Let me try and pull up the shots here real quick. Yeah, Sagan with four shots. Rads again has two shots. Hintz has three shots. And Haskinen, like you said, with four shots. So we're getting a lot more shots from our top guys. And we just got to start hitting the net more. I mean, we need to shoot more, hit the net more, all that stuff.
Just as a point out, a player that I think didn't do great, could have done better. Peterson tonight did not look very good. He was not noticeable offensively, and he didn't I guess he didn't make mistakes defensively, but I wish he would have shot more tonight, cuz he had chances where he could have, and he just passed him away like almost every time. He has one shot on the night, so.
Yeah, he definitely didn't feel as aggressive offensively as he normally does. So, yeah, I totally agree with you on that one. And then that's what we need him up here for. Like, he didn't make camp because he was a solid six, yeah, bottom six guy. We have plenty of those. He made the roster because he has the potential to score goals. So, yeah, I totally agree with you there. We definitely need Peterson to step up on the offensive department. What do you think about what player stuck out to you on the Stars that wasn't on the point sheet, do you think? Who do you think we're looking to jump out on the offensively, or someone who just had a good defensive game?
I mean, I think Glenn Dennis is probably my person for that, even though he's still struggling on the circle a lot, which is where we need him. But he did play really good on the penalty kill tonight, and I felt like his defensive play was really good tonight.
Yeah, and I'll go one for one with you on that one. I'm going to say Raffel. I mean, he of course he's been scoring a lot, which we haven't been expecting. But I mean, I thought he played what we expected his role to be this game a lot better. So, solid lockdown defensive guy. We didn't see him make any mistakes. We didn't see him do anything great offensively, but that's not what he's there for. He did his job, and he did it really well tonight, I think. So, totally loved that. Also, Davis, I can't say your last name, Dunkelberger. That's what I'm going with. I like it. But he said Söderstedt got to him. I agree defensively, and I agree with that all season long. I mean, Söder's been solid on the defensive end just like we wanted him to. That's what me and Ryan talked about whenever we signed him. He's expected to be a solid defensive guy that we don't really think about. So, and he's done that well. He's been a solid guy. He's let I feel like him playing with Hayes, because he started playing with Haskinen a lot this game too. And I think that opened him up, and that's how he got the 3-point night. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. Yes, Ryan, I did like Raffel this game. I'm eating my words a lot. I mean, if we had Robertson, I much prefer Robertson over Raffel. But
well, after this game, I mean, Peterson might get taken out for Robertson. He had 15 minutes with one shot. So
you're right.
He's got to. He's playing for his spot on the team, and he's got to play better than one shot in 15 minutes.
Speaking of that, as we move past this game, all four of the guys who are on our injury reserve list right now all skated in the optional morning skate this morning. So that's John Klingberg, Robertson, Como, and even Ben Bishop's on the ice as well this morning. So it'll be really interesting, I agree, to see who hops out of the lineup when those guys come back. Even Hanley has looked pretty decent since he started playing. This is going to depend on if Hockenpah gets a suspension, but if Klingberg comes back, maybe Hanley stays in over Hockenpah. I mean, Hanley's looks solid. I mean, I know we want that big body, but
yeah,
what do you
think? Mean, I think Hanley has played good, and I will agree with that. And I've always liked Hanley, actually. I like him as a defenseman, but we can't. If Hockenpah does get suspended, it's gonna hurt our aggressiveness a lot. He goes out and he hits the entire night. That's his job, and he does it well.
And he had a lot of good hits tonight before he started playing. A lot of pinching on the boards when people are trying to blow around him. He just takes them straight to the boards, takes the body, doesn't even worry about the puck, and lets the guy he's playing with go get the puck. So he's done his job well. I agree with that too. And hopefully we don't see a suspension from him. And hopefully if he does get suspended, Klinger comes back at the same time. That would be pretty convenient. But what about Robertson and Como? Do you think Peterson hops out whenever because if both those guys come back at the same time, what two guys are we taking out? We're taking out Tanner Caro, and then who?
I still think it's Peterson right now, honestly. But if I was having this conversation with Ryan after the show last week, actually, and we were he put the idea that we probably take out Kiviranta right now, whereas he is the offensive dude, but you probably want Como in there over Kiviranta, honestly. So probably Caro and Kivi is who I'd take out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that might be true. But I mean, I don't see. Another thing that I saw on Kiviranta, so he's played enough NHL games now to where he can't go back. He can't be sent back to the AHL without having to clear waivers. And I don't know if we want to not be playing Kiviranta. He's still a prospect. He's not an older guy from the AHL who we're just having to play because we don't have enough stuff or enough players. He's still a prospect, so he needs the playing time. And I think if he's taken out of the lineup, that's gonna severely hinder that. What do you think?
I mean, he's kind of a interesting case for me because he solidifies his spot in the bubble, in the playoff bubble, that in the game 7 against the Avs, where he goes and he scores that mm-hmm. Cinderella hat trick
game 7 OT winner.
Like that is crazy. But after that, I mean, his offense isn't really there, and he's really been more of a hitter, more of a forechecker. So
yeah, I don't know if he's done that job badly though, you know? I mean, I don't see him making big defensive mistakes, coughing up pucks a lot. I mean, sure, he's not getting as much offensive production as we might have liked, like we said after that game too, not to expect Kiviranta to be an offensive mastermind now, but I think he's played good enough to keep a spot. But again, Raffle has played so much better than expected too, so it's hard to take him out as well. So it's definitely going to be a big question mark. And with it looking like Robertson and Como are nearing coming back at the same time, if those guys come back at the same time, it's going to be big storyline to see who gets taken out. Ryan says in the comments that Raffle will come out. I don't know how you can do that when he has 2 goals. I mean, I know he's not, that's not his job and stuff, but it's hard to take him out when he's on a heater right now. So you got anything else, James?
No, I think that about wraps up my thoughts for the game.
All right. Anything else from the comments before we take off real quick? I'm going to do a little wrap up here. So put them in there quick. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Starcastic Remarks. We are the official Dallas Stars podcast of the Hockey Podcast Network, sponsored by DraftKings. Don't forget to use that promo code THPN. You'll get some free stuff on that. And Stars win 3-2. First back-to-back wins of the season. The Stars are officially over 500, and the OT woes are way behind us. So, way to go, Stars. Signing off for now. I'm Chris. That's James. We'll catch you on the flip side. Good night, everybody.